Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good morning, good afternoon, Writers Nation listeners. How are you on this fine Tuesday? Happy Tuesday to you all. I'm your host, Kaneen Morgan. Here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra, hi, how are you?
Hi, Kaneen. Hi, Writers Nation. I am doing wonderful, Kaneen. How are you today?
I am fabulous. And Shalandra, as you know, I am... Take a course landmark, so I love to share information with the listeners of what I have gotten out of it. And I know we have a powerful call today, and also
yes.
We have two wonderful guests that are going to be coming up momentarily with us. But, you know, I love the fact, and Shalandra, you and I spoke about this, and I just wanted to bring this to Writers Nation listeners because it applies to when you're writing your books, when you in business or whatever it is, but it applies to life in general. And I love to bring life skills on this call because it equates to writing, because I realize with writing, everything flows. You know, when we write, it's something that is flowing from our heart, something we either experience or something we want to create for our future, or it just could be something imaginary. But we write from the heart, so everything that we write about is usually dealing with life experience. So what
Absolutely.
Do you want to say concerning that?
I definitely would agree with you on that. Everything we write about, because, you know, when you write, you release. So when you journal, you're releasing about, you know, your thoughts and experiences that you've had and, you know, about things that you desire to do, your dreams and goals and people that, you know, you may have, you know, challenges with that you just want to, you know, write about that. And so it just really, really it's the power of release, you know, when you're writing. So it's definitely beneficial, certainly.
Yes. So
love it.
So, you know, so Shalandra, you know, we always like to bring wonderful tips to Writers Nation, and our weekly tip is the power of completion. So last night, I'm taking this landmark forum course, which I love, and part of the course, after we take the course, then we take a 10-week course on either action or integrity, and I decided to take the integrity course. So one of the things they speak about is how to keep your word, how to complete what you have started, and oftentimes when something is not working in our lives, it's not working because there's incompletion. Loss of integrity. So, and really loss of integrity is because of incompletion, and it's because of we not agreeing and keeping account to our words. So I thought that was so powerful, and I want to start off by saying this. Nelson Mandela said, it was a quote that he said, it always seems impossible until it's done. So sometimes in life, and this applies to writing, however it applies to all areas of our life, sometimes in life something seems impossible. Like when we have a book, we want to get out. It doesn't have to just be a book, but it could be a play, a film. It could be a business idea, a goal that you want to accomplish. It could be weight loss. And it always looks impossible until it's done. So because it looks impossible, and sometimes the environment or what's going on around you, it may seem like a lot of craziness is going on, or it may seem like you're never going to get to complete that goal. So it seems so impossible, and sometimes it seems tedious. Sometimes it seems too risky. However, once we state the word and we say this is what we're going to do, and we complete that, we will be amazed at what will happen in our lives. It will be such a release, and there will be baggage that will be lifted off of us because we have decided to complete this. What do you want to say about that, Shalandra?
The power of completion, You know, that is, it's so rejuvenating because when you, we don't really understand how we, when we do not complete things in our lives, we leave the opportunity for cycles, you know, repeat, you know, just things to repeat in our lives because we don't close it, we don't, you know, we don't finish it, and we just don't understand the power of finishing, of just completing whatever task, whatever, whatever a situation is that you're dealing with, you gotta, you know, get clear and get complete. You know, it brings me to the mind of coaches. You know, a coach supports you in identifying, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting to accomplish, whatever it is that you're struggling with, and, you know, they support you all the way through and hold you accountable. And so they, you know, their main objective is to make sure you're clear, you're complete, you know, at the end of however many sessions it takes to get complete of that situation or that task. You know, so they are very vital, I'm learning, very vital, you know, in a person's life because they really, really, really know how to, you know, hold you accountable and really know how to, you know, steer you into, you know, the power of completion because it's so important. I also, you know, really realized this through my little four-year-old. Sometimes, you know, when it's time to take him to martial arts, he doesn't want to go. And so you would think every little kid wants to go to martial arts. You know, they're just thinking of fun, fun, fun. And he wasn't feeling those little foods. And so, you know, just to share that, no, we did this, and we're going to, you know, learn how to have fun while completing it. You know, he's only four. He'll be five. But, you know, training them. As a, you know, as 4-year-old, you know, if we were trained, you know, from the very beginning of understanding, you know, there would be everything. There would be so many things that we have left open that would have been completed. So it's very powerful that we complete whatever situation, whatever task it is, because it really, really, it says a lot about you as an individual. And not necessarily so much that, but just what is it really that's causing you to not move forward? What is it really that makes you feel okay with not moving forward? Because there are certain things to me that, that you don't complete, and it will certainly hinder you in your progression in life. So it's extremely important that, you know, that we really identify those things that, that are left, those chapters in our lives that are left open that we have not completed. But we've left them open. You know, before you can complete that book, you just can't, you know, leave that chapter open and just say, you know, the end. But, you know, you come to in conclusion, you know, summing it up, coming up with, you know, the answer to it all, you know, and not so much as the answer to it all, but just, you know, where it's going to go from here, you know, and not so much as I don't have to deal with that. Yes, you do.
Yes.
You have to deal with it. So what do you think, Tanisha?
So, you know, in this course, I mean, it was so powerful and profound to hear how completion can really complete us as a person. It can complete our relationships, and it brings wholeness. So I remember when writing my book, and people kept saying, "Just complete it, just get it done." And I had so many ideas. I'm like, you know, I was all over the place, and I was not completing it because I was all over the place, and I had to really sit down and discover why. Why aren't I completing this? And look at that part of my life as a pattern, because it did show up as a pattern that I had to really take a look at and correct. Because it wasn't, it showed up in my writing, but also it showed up in other areas of my life. So I had to really look back and say, you know what, I need to I have to go back and complete this. So before we put up our guests, I just wanted to give three steps to, and I'm hearing a lot of background noise for some reason. Okay.
Are you good now?
Yes. Okay. So I wanted to give three steps on completing some things, and you can apply this, of course, to your writing your books, whatever your projects you have. Even if you have written your book, what's the next step after that? What is the goal that you wanted to accomplish with the book? So when you explore that, as well as explore other areas of your life, here are three steps I want to leave to the writers today that will be so powerful and impactful for your life. So the first one is get real, be authentic with yourself, and take full responsibility of where you are in your goals in your life. The next thing is what part of yourself is not being heard. You know, sometimes when we are incomplete, it's because we are not being heard in certain areas of our lives. We're not speaking the truth. We're not being real with ourselves. So what part aren't we seeing, and what part are we neglecting? The next one is to love and forgive, and that's a very important aspect of the power of completion, because
right.
If you love something, like Shalonda and I, we love writing, so we just took it beyond. We took it beyond writing books, but moving towards film writing, also moving towards coaching others in writing, moving towards showcasing writers, because we love writing and we want to have those who have a voice in the area of writing, those who've written a book, to come forth into the world and begin to contribute their gifts to the world. So when you're doing those three steps, you will certainly have completion in your life. And then sometimes just going back and looking at the parts of your life that's not working and checking to see if it is a pattern. And oftentimes in writing, in Shalonda, we coaching clients, we realize that in their writing, whatever's going on in their writing also shows up in other areas of your life. So just, you know, go ahead and explore that and bring completion to whatever
Absolutely.
Goal you have set, because you know what? It is definitely possible. And once you do it, you'll say, wow, I have accomplished it. Now,
yeah.
Moving on to the next thing. So. We're going to be right back. We're going to go to break, and shortly we're going to have our next guest coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to writersnationradio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. Guess what? For all you business owners out there, if you are ready to take your business to the next level, generate more leads, have more clients, we have the perfect guest. He is an author, trainer, host of his very own show, Hang Out with Nick, and also he is a life coach. Without further ado, we'd like to introduce our guest, and Nick, I hope I pronounced your last name correctly, Nick Pereira, is that correct?
Hey, it's pretty close. It's one of the better ones, Nick Pereira.
I was right.
Hi, Nick Pereira.
I'm pretty impressed.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, this is why I went with Coach Nick, right? So, because I figured my last name's so hard anyways, might as well make it easy for people, so I just go by
right.
Coach Nick.
All right. Thank you, Coach Nick.
So thank you. Welcome to the Writers Nation Radio Show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you guys, chat. I enjoyed the conversation you've been having. I'm actually a graduate of the Landmark Forum. I went through the advanced course as well. So what you talked about as far as completion and integrity, you know, powerful stuff, and it's life transformative no matter what you're doing in life.
Nick, how did I know? Awesome. I just had that feeling that you were a Landmark. I had the feeling. Wow, awesome.
The most exciting thing, this is co-host Shalonda. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I want to say the most exciting thing that I saw when I was reading your bio was that you take a holistic approach in your counseling. In your coaching. And so
yeah.
That's very interesting because I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, sure. So, for coaching, like, I guess it's just really my own, I'll call it my own history or upbringing in coaching. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was 17 years old. I'm 31 now, and I got my first coach about 7 years ago. And, you know, for most people, when they come to a coach, you know, they're looking for some sort of material problem to be solved, as I was. You know, I want to make more money. I want to grow my business. And this is the reason that I came. And then as time went on, working with the coach, I really realized that it's about that internal game. And if I want to create something different, a new experience in my life outside, then I have to be willing to shift what's going on inside of me and to become aware of what's going on inside of me. And so when I myself transitioned and became a coach, I wanted to make sure that I was providing coaching that was transformative, meaning, yes, we'll help you grow your business, and we're going to come up with a great brand and position you properly and come up with all the great copy, but none of that means anything unless you are in the mindset where you can actually create.
Right.
So if you're not in a mindset where you're creating – or allowing creation to flow through you, then no strategy is going to help you.
None.
Yeah.
That's so true. So true. And I look at that mindset that positive energy, you know, walking in that positive energy because you're right. And that positive energy comes once you're cleansed and complete of all the stuff, you know, because there's a lot that can go on in your life that can hinder you and cause you from not moving forward, and you're not understanding what's going on, or you haven't identified that yet. So I certainly will agree with that. Well, definitely tell us something about, you know, the become a freedompreneur. I love that, freedompreneur. I love that. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Yeah, sure. So the freedompreneur is, again, it's something that's evolved. I never set out to have a book. I never set out to be an author. I'm a trainer, and what I realized, though, is as part of being a trainer, having a book where some of these systems and things that I use, especially things that I repeat often, would make sense to have a book. So my book is essentially a how-to book. It's got worksheets. It's got, you know, tables and graphs for you to fill out information. It's a type of book that you'll refer to. You can read it front to back, but you can also just go to, you know, you can just go to the first chapter about goal setting, or you can go to the last chapter about, you know, strategic marketing plan. So it's a how-to book, and it's my journey with it is I never set out to be an author. I'm a trainer, but then having a book just made sense because as my business started to grow, I realized that I was repeating myself often and that there were things that are just fundamental. And so how to become a freedompreneur is 10 essentials to developing a freedompreneur lifestyle. Freedompreneur basically means work when you want, where you want, wherever you want, whenever what you want, with whoever you want, doing the thing that you love to do, your passion, your mission, your service, your product, the thing that you're supposed to bring out to the rest of us. These are the 10 fundamentals, like they're the foundation to living a lifestyle where you're able to do that.
Awesome. You know, I noticed on your subtitle, you have 10 secret life coaches and healers. must know to break
yes.
the time for money trap. Explain
yeah.
that. And I also want to know, in your, I guess in the process of your coaching, do you also have healers a part of that as a part of your coaching experience with
yeah,
your clients?
Yeah, sure. So,
mm-hmm.
so as far as the the healers and the coaching, so the system, because I'm a coach, I can really share what I know.
Right.
I can share my own experience as a coach the best. So for me, working with other coaches who are newer in the coaching world or trying to make a go at it, don't really understand, you know, that's where I bring the most value because I really know that. Now, I work with all kinds of different businesses, everywhere from a mechanic shop to financial advisor. But my niche, the people who are attracted to me are coaches and healers. And you asked if healing been part of my journey. Absolutely. The only reason that I'm doing what I'm doing today and have the brand, the Freedompreneur, and living the lifestyle that I am today is because I went through the energetic healing and the forgiveness work and the letting, getting complete, as we're on that subject matter, getting complete with my past and not only getting complete with my emotional or physical body, but also my etheric or energetic body. So you guys talked about energy and vibe. So getting complete, getting complete in your energetic body means you have an energetic body. So you have a physical body, but then you have an energetic body. And this energetic body, like the physical body, can carry ailments in it or incompletions, gaps almost.
Wow.
And that's what we need to get complete. When that energetic body is complete, the rest works pretty simply.
Wow.
Oh.
Shalonda,
I want to spend a whole call on just that topic.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, okay, so, Coach Nick, when can I sign up?
Hey, get in touch with me after. Let's do it.
That is powerful. That is so true, so true, so true. I love the study about the energy. You know, I didn't realize it, of course, experience in life. You will realize a lot and learn a lot. So energy is so important, you know, as far as what you're walking in, what you're, whom you're surrounded, you know, by. You know, you really have to look at every single thing in your life, you know, in order to move forward, you know, in order to be a Freedompreneur. I'm sure you have to look at, you know, every single thing, because little bitty things can certainly hinder you from, you know, becoming successful, from pursuing whatever dream, whatever goal, because you may not even realize, oh, I was afraid to follow up with people. Oh, I had a fear of being rejected all the time, or, oh, you know, I don't like to stand in front of people, or whatever the case may be. You know, we all have different things that we, you know, deal with, but it could be those things that you haven't even realized, and you're like, oh, I'm good, I'm not afraid, or I'm not fearful, or I'm not this and that, and, you know, you really are, but you just hadn't identified yet, you know, yet. So very, very important. Another thing you mentioned that I just want to point out, and I'll let you take over. I know you want to ask some questions. But I wanted to say that one of the questions was, why is your message so important for others? And you said so much inspiration out there. We also need to know that this is practical, real, and require work to create in a Freedompreneur lifestyle. A lot of us do not like to put in the work. You have to put in the work. It's going to require, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. What you'll find, what I have found anyways, is that, and I found this within myself, and you know, then of course the ability to recognize in others, is conflicting goals. So many of us have conflicting goals that we don't even realize. So most people hear the word Freedompreneur, and they may picture you know, them on the beach, and they're like sipping a margarita, and you know. You know, taking a selfie and, you know, whatever, right? You know?
Right,
this is what being a Freedompreneur is all about, right? And we see a lot of that, like, on social media and stuff like that. And I do
Absolutely.
That too, right? I'm like, here I am hiking and all that. But it's a conflicting goal, because if your goal is to sit on the beach all day and to become a freedompreneur, you don't even realize that you have a conflicting goal, because becoming a freedompreneur is about working at the passion that you love, so it doesn't feel like work. Like, am I working right now? I don't know. I'm just doing me. I'm doing the thing that I love to do. I'm engaged in the conversation that I love, and I'm building a business that means that has meaning to me. And so that's being a freedompreneur, and freedom really is attained within and then manifested without within your businesses and different actions. So I think the first thing is, if you're like, oh, I want to become a freedompreneur, that sounds great, like as an author. Well, as an author, if you're an author, you have the potential to become a freedompreneur, because I assume that you love being an author. I'm also going to assume that you love having a book and promoting that book. So now imagine doing that and doing that full time, doing that in a way that pays for a lifestyle that you really like. But that's going to take work. It's going to take focus. It's going to take work, and it's going to take growth and learning. Because if you've never done it before, then you don't. You know, you're going to have to learn, right? Just like I learned, and anybody else has learned the process.
Yes, you
so it does take a lot of work. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. So,
go ahead. Nick, Coach Nick, where are you located currently?
I'm in Toronto, Canada right now.
Oh, geez. Okay. I want to say this. Shalonda and I, we're doing this workshop called The Write Experience, and we have a section called Breathe Life into Your Writing. And what you're speaking about is certainly a component that we have in there, and we would have loved to have you as one of the speakers to that component of the energy and the meditation. So, you in Toronto, but we wanted to bring it to Toronto, so we're gonna stay in contact. But
hey, I fly all over. I fly everywhere and anywhere, so anything is possible. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So, I want to ask you about your book, because one of the things you said in your subtitle of Freedompreneur was the secrets of life coaches and healers that they must know to break the time for the money trap. What does that mean, break the time for money trap?
Okay. So time for money trap is the trap that most of us are taught, which is, you know, go to school, go to some kind of after school, right, whether it's a trade, university, college, whatever it is, and then go get a job and then work at that job. And that job, essentially what you're taught is to trade your time for money. So when most people think about money, they think of it in terms of hours worked. They think of it in terms of like, oh, well, I'll give you 40 hours a week, and in return, you'll give me X amount per hour, and that'll be the amount of money that I make. That is the way that we're taught, and that is a trap. It's a trap because you're limited by this thing called time.
Okay.
You're telling me
that
to make money, I have to trade my time. Well, guess what? I've only got 24 hours in a day, just like everybody else. And in that day, I've got a social life. I've got my health. I've got to, you know, eat and sleep and live a human life and build a business. So when you actually think about the amount of time that you actually have to develop your business or your income or promote your book, let's say you're marketing your book and you're building a business around your book, you probably don't have that much time. So this is why most people aren't very successful, because they think about money as a time thing. So the first thing to break the money for time trap is to think about money differently and realize that money isn't an exchange of time. Money is an exchange of value. So a book, for instance, book is value. I write a book. Now you can learn the 10 essentials, and I've already taken the time to write the book, so I don't have to. I don't have to dedicate any more time, right? I can give the value. So you don't pay $14 for my time. You pay $14 for the value in the book. You don't pay when you come to coaching and training. You don't pay for my time. You don't say, "Oh, I bought an hour of Nick's time." You didn't buy my time. What you bought was the 14 years of entrepreneurial experience, the thousands of dollars I've invested in personal development, the courses, the experience and training of working with, you know, literally hundreds of different brands and businesses over the last few years. That's what you buy. And so that's what I sell too. You buy that because that's what I sell. So if you're out there and going, I don't want to trade my time for money anymore. Great. That's good. So you start to think, how do I trade my value for money? Think about like an actor. An actor films a movie once, but every time that movie brings value, entertains an audience, that actor gets a royalty. That's how you develop real wealth. And freedompreneurship is by getting paid on your value and not on your time.
What? Oh, wow. Well, Coach Nick, alrighty then. I love it. Wow.
Me too.
So
talk about
I mean, I can spend a whole week just having this conversation with you.
Yes.
So go ahead and give the listeners your information so they know how to contact you, let them know what you do, all about your book, and how they can find your book.
Awesome. So you can go to www.hangoutwithcoachnick.com. And on that website, you're going to find everything you need to know about me and get a hold of any product or services that you're interested in. So it's hangoutwithcoachnick.com.
Wow. And before we go, I just want to say this. I love what you mentioned. We asked the question, what information can you share with others to get their message into the world? And you said, be authentic in what you do and work inside a proven system. This will allow you more impact and more income. That was very, very powerful. And we would definitely love to know some of the proven systems and how you can create more income and more impact in the world. So definitely going to be reaching out to you, but I just want to share that with our listeners because if they want to create more impact and income, Coach Nick is the person to work with. And Coach Nick, I will say this as well. What I love in what you're doing is you're doing the inner work with the clients as well as the outer work. So it's like you bring in like how to work on their energy, their inner self, to create what it may, and correct me if I'm wrong, to create more impact, more value, and more income.
That's correct. You got it.
Wow. So we thank you so much. We certainly wish we had more time with you, but we want to thank you so much for being our guest. And is there anything else you would add or say to our listeners?
Oh, well, just thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a blast. You guys are awesome energy,
thank
great vibe. And I definitely
you.
Look forward to staying connected with you guys.
Yes, thank you so much.
Nick, trust me, we're going to be in contact. So thank you so much. You have an awesome day. Happy Tuesday. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Wow.
So
Shalonda.
Awesome.
Let me tell you, first of all, you know, like when a person is in that, like he teaches about energy and things like healing, and already it was a shift in energy.
Yes,
so
it was. It brings it.
Right?
You feel
it, right?
Through the phone line. I'm like, you know, we don't understand how important energy is. It can bring down a crowd. It can uplift a crowd. So it's extremely important. And I'm loving it. I'm like, oh, my God.
And you know what, Shalonda, even in book writing, is so. That's why in the Right Experience workshop that we're going to be having, that's why that's the beginning and the most important key component, how to raise your energy so you can be most of this in your writing, in your life, in your relationships or whatever. So I'm just so happy that we have Nick. But we also have a very special guest that's coming up very, very shortly, Yolanda. So we're going to come to break, and we're going to be introducing our next guest. Stay tuned, Writers Nation listeners. Again, if you have any questions, call 347-989-1363 and press 1 to enter the caller queue. And we'll be glad to hear your feedback or answer any questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kenene Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. We are still on a high from Coach Nick. Please, please, if you're wanting that motivation and how can I move forward, what is going
yes.
on with me, reach out to Coach Nick. And then we have another special treat. Our next guest, she is an independent life coach. She's a youth mentor and an empowerment specialist for Living a Powerful Life Incorporated. She also has a radio show on The Real, WIMG 1300 AM. We are introducing now Yolanda Robinson. How are you today, Yolanda?
Well, hello, hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
I'm so excited.
We are great. How are you?
I'm excited because you're excited. You ladies' energy is so high. I mean, like, put it in a bottle and sell it. I'm listening to you, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I need to be able to see you. I need to see you.
I know. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We're so happy to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's always just warm and welcoming to be around like-minded people, you know, and
yes.
I can feel the energy that you ladies are putting off, you know what I mean? And you can
yes.
say, yeah, I'm a life coach, I'm an empowerment specialist, but you ladies got it going on. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you.
You know, Yolanda, Yolanda, I was reading your background, your bio, and one thing that I've thought was so cute, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get my own isms. When I saw Yolanda isms, oh my God, I'm like, look at that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I love
anytime
it.
Anytime you have isms, you have a group of followers, a group of fans that are, they understand who you are, they're following you,
yes.
they believe in you, they trust you, you are doing something to help them in their lives. So, I love
one, thank
that.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I'm blushing. I'm just smiling all hard. You know, I'm excited.
Well, let's get to it. Your book, I love the title, Don't Be Bitter, Be Better. Tell us a little bit about that.
Where do I start? That book, it's on so many different levels. That book helped people. Just the title alone, people say to
mm-hmm.
me, I don't even need to read the inside. Because just saying
wow.
to me, don't be bitter, be better, goes a long
right.
way. It even goes to a way where you're dealing with kids in summer camp. You're saying to them, listen, you can get along with other kids. Don't be bitter,
right.
be better. You know,
that's
you can
right.
say it to a homeless person. Don't be bitter, be better. You can say it to a man that makes a whole lot of money. Don't be bitter, be better. So it goes, it's for everyone. It's not just for, you know, women. You know, it's not just
uh-huh.
for kids. It's not just for men. It's for everyone. I've given my book to even kids at school, starting from the fourth grade. I got kids that I'm in the hall, run up to me. I got my $5, Miss Robinson. I got my $5. Because I still sell the book to kids, but at a discount,
uh-huh.
you know. Because
uh-huh.
I say to them, you have to want to buy your
invest
success. You got to want to invest
right.
in it. You can't have everyone always wanting to give you something.
Absolutely.
So they're like, I got my $5. Okay, here's your book.
You know, that is so good, Yolanda, that you're teaching them. You know, I think it's so important because, you know, you do, you reflect back on your life, you know, growing up and how you're like, wow, if that was only mentioned to me, if that was only taught to me, how things were different, or if I had known better, well, I could have taken, you know, a different approach. So it's so good that you teach them at a young age how to invest in yourself, because that's extremely, that's the way of the world. That's the way of life. You know, that's investing in yourself. I don't care if it's spiritual. I don't care if it's just, you know, every day. You are going to have to invest in yourself. Even when you take out the time to just, you know, read, you take out the time to write, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your well-being. So I totally 100% agree with you on that. And also your subtitle, How to Get Lemonade Out of Lemons. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the book is ingredients. You know, somebody, chapter one, chapter two. No, these are ingredients to how to make your glass of lemonade. You know, everybody's glass of lemonade is different. The ingredients that you may like, I may not like. You know, you may like refined sugar. I may like liquid sugar. You know, it's always different. You know, but we still want lemonade. Everybody wants to drink lemonade. I don't care how old you are. You still want a glass of lemonade, but what you want in that lemonade is different. Some people like pink lemonade. Some people like their lemonade yellow, you know. So
that's right.
How to get lemonade out of it. It's like, okay, I'm about to get some lemons out of this some lemonade out of this lemon. I'm about to get this thing started. That's like having an old car that needs to be repaired. I'm about to get some lemonade out of this lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to get this car. If I had to push it, kick it, pray it, stomp it, I don't know. But you got to make it work.
You gotta make it work. You know, another thing that was so inspiring when we asked you what's your story and what inspired you to write or even want to write, and you stated that my life ups and downs inspired me, and the passing of my dear mother. And you said I'm an only child who talk a whole lot to my mother about any and everything. I miss our conversation so much. I wrote stuff that we would talk about. If she was alive, for example, crying is not just for babies. New year, new me. And I really, really love that because I myself even can go deep with just that title right there, crying is not just for babies. But I want you to share with us, you know, your intake on that. Crying is not just for babies. Tell us a little bit about that.
Crying is just not for babies. Is a story that became one of the biggest stories in my whole book. I'm like, it's other stories in the book. You know, but this, I tell people all the time, like, there's other stories, but for some reason, this story seems to get more attention than any other story in the book. I give an example of my father. My father he just had eye surgery so he could read my book because he could never read it because he couldn't see it. So he read it, and then he called me up, and he was like, he said, I read that book, Crying is Just Not for Babies. He said, and I cried through the whole story.
Uh-oh.
So, and then he said to me, your book led me to the Bible. So now my father is now holding Bible study classes all over the world through the phone from my book.
Wow. And that's
all about. But it's more men that like that story than women. I mean, because men, because, you know, it's always been this thing that men can't cry. Suck it up, don't cry. Suck it up, don't cry. And I had more men reaching out to me like, why you write that story about me? You know, why you say that? Because you need to cry. Go somewhere and sit down and shed a tear or two.
Let it out.
That's right. I've had men email me everything to ask me why was I talking about them in my book. And I told this one guy, I said, sir, I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, you wrote about me in your book. I don't even know you. I wrote that book because my mother passed away. Well, it's about me. Okay. All right. I've had the Boys and Girls Club purchase a bunch of books and buy it for their career launch students. You know, different people are reaching out, and it's starting to pick up its own legs. I tell people all the time, because you wrote a book, don't think that the book is just going to become a one,
you know, a success overnight. You got to work at
right.
it. You got to work it. You got to promote it. You got to live it. So everything I do is about lemons. I smell like a lemon. I put lemon oil on in the morning time.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, I try to wear yellow, you know, because that was my mother's favorite
color. Oh, that's
color.
Awesome.
So
yes.
I try to do.
Well, Yolanda. This is Kaneen. So that's very powerful. How are you, darling?
Hello, doll.
That's so powerful. You know, you are too funny. That's so powerful in what you were just sharing, because you really work in your book. You wear yellow. Girl, you should walk around with lemonade all day long, even in the winter.
I know. Really, I should. Ladies, it's amazing. I even came out with this slogan, "Today, find a reason to smile." I put me a little piece of smiley face on a. I taped it up and put it on a cardboard. And when I tell you, aww. People were reaching out to me who wanted to have a picture with this sign. You know, I have I have ex-mayors, council people, assembly people. Mm. I need a picture with that sign. You know, and I'm like,
wow,
okay,
that's
okay.
Good.
You know, but everybody needs a reason.
So Yolanda, mm-hmm. hold on. So
yes?
I love that what you just said, because and that's really what life is, you know, when you know how to take lemons and make lemonade, it gives you a reason to smile. But first, you know, I realize you have to find a reason to smile. But I want to say this, the title, the chapter that you have, which I really see, I feel it could be a book, and Shalonda said it, Crying is Not Just a Baby. That was very powerful. But I also want to say this to you. The fact that you can write to reach readers where they think that you have written about them is very profound as well. And I love that because as a writer, we're able to write and reach the world, and they think that that this is about them, that, you know, we're speaking about. That's very powerful. But I want to ask a question. I want to ask this question. I love because you was inspired by your mother. But was there anything else that caused you to say, you know what, this is time to write this book?
Yes. Being homeless four times, starting over, being divorced, you know, life struggles, you know, people looking at you as if you're no one, but you know the greatness you have inside of yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
And because a lot of times growing up as an only child, people mistreat you a lot because they want to test you. You know, can you bang? Can you fight? Can you this? Can you that? It was just a lot of competition for me growing up. But the good thing about me was I paid no one absolutely no attention. You know, my mother always taught me to say, stand on your own, be respectful, and love everyone no matter what. So that is what I did. I did not focus on people who tried to mistreat me. I just focused on getting myself on the right track and staying the course. Because a lot of times, being an only child, you can get sucked up in a lot of stuff that you would normally not do because you're trying to fit in with other people.
Fit in. Absolutely.
And that's what happened with me. I'm telling you, I grew up, you know, my mother working, making sure I had everything, but me, girl, I don't got time for that. I'm going over here with the bad crap. You know? And then she's looking at me like, what in the world is going on? But I did.
So Yolanda, from your book, can you give us another tip? Like, so what's one tip you can give Writers Nation listeners on how to not be bitter, but just be better and do better in life?
New year, new me. You can start your new year anytime. Your new year can start today. You know, and I tell, that's one of the first stories that I wrote. And my mother was still alive when I wrote that story because I never intended on writing a book. I just always was a person that always wanted to entertain. So my mother got a chance to see me graduate from college, you know,
become this person that she wanted me to be, you know? And she didn't see me, you know, she didn't. If she could see me right now with a completed book, she'd be like, is that my child? I know you can do it, girl, you know? So, but for me, so for me, it was like she's looking at me. And then people knew me, knew my mother, and my mother and my father are very popular. So I feel as though this is my right. I have to do this because I'm Hattie's child.
Yeah.
People come up to me now, you're Hattie's daughter, right? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dang, I can't be a bum today. Okay, got to be dressed up because you don't ever know, you know, who's going to see me that know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long did it take you to complete the book?
It took me about at least 4 years because it was never intended to be a book. They were just
a
stories
book.
That I had them in the bottom of my purse. Like if I wasn't going through something, like I would just write it down and stick it in the bottom of my purse. And then I had got invited to go to a poetry slam jam for teenagers. Like whenever there's something going on for teens, people always invite me. So I went.
Yeah.
So they was like, Miss Yolanda, get up and say a poem. And I'm like, I don't know no poems or nothing. I said, but I do have all these stories I wrote about my mom. And they were like, say one of them. So I read New Year, New Me. And they got this, doing their little finger pops and stuff like that. And they were like, that's good. And I was like, it really is. And they were like, yeah, we want more. And I was like, they stories in my purse. They was like, turn that into a book.
Wow. So, Yolanda, have you considered writing a children's book?
No. Never, ever. Nope.
Wow.
Never, ever. Because with this book, I got confirmation. I asked God. I said, God, is this book complete? He said, nope. So he had me revise it. So I had to go in and revise it. Right? Because as you said, when I first wrote the book, I wrote it with tears in my eyes. And I wrote it the way I talk. He says, now you've learned and you've grown. So go back in there and change a few things, and then the book will be complete.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I did.
That's good. So go ahead and give your information. And, Yolanda, you probably have another question, but before we – I know we're going to have – we have, like, two more minutes. Go ahead and give your information of where they can contact you, your book, and all of the information about you.
Wonderful. You can go to my website, which is don'tbebitter.com, and check out all my information, my contact information, my phone number. Everything is on my website, don'tbebitter.com. I just send people to one place for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, go right there.
Good.
You know,
go right there
and y'all can find me.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And also, Yolanda, consider a children's book. I can see that. What would you say, Yolanda?
I definitely would say, a children's book. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, a little, fairy tale or a little fantasy book. I mean, it can if that's what, you know, you like to do. But certainly a book about, some grown-up tips for the young at heart. It could be something like that, about behavior, your attitude, because a lot of kids, you know, they're not getting taught that. And that's something that's simple but yet highly necessary to talk about, you know, attitude, behavior, keys for identifying a bully and how to, deal with that particular person and, you know, without, you know, having to take it to blows or whatever. But, you know, just very fundamental, practical, everyday life in a teenage or a young, you know, adolescent world, you know. So I definitely see that. And you as a youth mentor, you are on it. And keep doing that work. You are certainly a youth mentor. Certainly.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you. I have a name for the book now. Don't Be Bitter, Be Better, How to Get Lemonade Out of Lemons for Teens. I can actually see the word teens hanging off the lemon.
Yes, that's right, because that can be a series. This book is a series. God told you you're not finished. I mean, you know, you probably have more and more and more, so I definitely can see where this is, you know, a series. So keep up the great work. Great work.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest. We want to be in contact because I'm in New York and your intention is not that far.
Yes.
We're having a Right Experience workshop, which we definitely would love to invite you to. I would love to meet with you anyway. We can sit down and have brunch or whatever, and get to know one another. So also like us on Facebook, Writers Nation. And,
definitely,
we'll
do that.
Contact. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Yolanda.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome,
all right,
awesome.
Shalana, you know, oh man,
great
show. This is like my energy is like on up the roof, girl. But
it's like 200.
But oh my goodness, you know what, Shalana? What I realized for both guests is how both guests said there was not the intention to write a book. And isn't that interesting? Like sometimes it's never your intention to write, but somehow you just find yourself writing because you have something to share. You have some value to give away. And that's what books is. It's a value that you hold that you can give to others to impart your values or your knowledge into others.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
And it took her 4 years, you know, and that's awesome. For everyone is different. Some people it may take 10 years, but the bottom line that they completed it,
that's
the power.
Right. Yes.
So,
I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Love it.
You know, we need to incorporate that into the Right Experience workshop.
Yes, it's done. Consider it done. Consider it done because that's a high necessary component. You know,
let me tell you, Shalana, this we keep adding more components. Next thing you know, it's going to be like a whole weekend long seminar.
I was just going to say that over the week. I'm like, well, we did say we didn't want to start off with the week, but I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
All of this information is so vital. It's so vital in who we, you know, are becoming. So it's vital.
Yeah. You know, I love, yes. As I say, I love speaking with writers, you know, entrepreneurs, authors, spiritualists,
life coaches,
all these different people.
Yes.
Absolutely, because it brings a whole nother conversation to the world, and it just really uplifts you, empower you, inspire you. You're more energetic. It brings such a vitality, and you know, it just goes to show. You know, about who's in your environment and, you know, what you allow in your environment. So I really love this radio show. And we thank our producer, Tony, for doing such a great job. We thank Writers Nation listeners for being who you are, for listening. And we certainly hope you're getting something out of it. We would love to hear your feedback. And and go to Write. Shalana, you want to give the information? I'm sorry.
Certainly for you talking about the Writers Nation or my personal information.
Well, everything you want to share.
Well, you know, you can certainly reach me, you know, at Shalana Norman as far as, you know, Facebook, but certainly reach out to us on the Writers Nation Facebook page and our Twitter page at Writers_Nation. We would love to hear from you. We would love to chat with you. If you want to send us an email about an idea or if you need some support with something, certainly reach out to us at writersnation3@gmail.com. We're just, you know, we're so excited and we're so grateful about, you know, this platform that we have to really uplift and just really motivate many, many across the world because it's, you know, it's so important. It's so important not only, you know, for us, but for, you know, you, for the next individual and the next individual. You know, it's all about, you know, inspiring. We have a lot of the opposite that's going on, but we need even more. We need to, even more of the
the positiveness, you know, going out, positivity going out, you know, the right energy going out. So Kaneen and I are excited, and we're grateful for Writers Nation, and we want you guys to tune in every single Tuesday, unless it's a holiday, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Shalonda, before we go, I just want to announce our books. Go ahead and purchase our books. It's going to really impact your life. Go to Amazon and type in Shalonda Norman, and go to Amazon and type in Kaneen Morgan, and you'll be able to pull up information. Stay tuned for next week. We have wonderful guests and more information. Till then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And happy 4th of July, Writers Nation listeners.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.